Preface to The Untroubled Mind by Herbert Hall, M.D. A very wise physician has said that every illness has two parts, what it is, and what the patient thinks about it. What the patient thinks about it is often more important and more troublesome than the real disease. What the patient thinks of life, what life means to him, is also of great importance, and may be the bar that shuts out all real health and happiness. The following pages are devoted to certain ideals of life which I would like to give to my patients, the long-time patients who have especially fallen to my lot. They are not all here, the steps to health and happiness. The reader may even be annoyed and baffled by my indirectness and unwillingness to be specific. That I cannot help. It is a personal peculiarity. I cannot ask anyone to live by rule, because I do not believe that rules are binding and final. There must be character behind the rule, and then the rule is unnecessary. All that I have written has doubtless been presented before, in better ways, by wiser men, but I believe that each writer may expect to find his small public, his own particular public who can understand and profit by his teachings, having partly or wholly failed with the others. For that reason I am encouraged to write upon a subject usually shunned by medical men, being assured of at least a small company of friendly readers. I am grateful to a number of friends and patients who have read the manuscript of the following chapters. These reviewers have been frank and kind and very helpful. I am particularly indebted to Dr. Richard C. Cabot, who has given me much valuable assistance. End of Preface. Chapter 1. The Untroubled Mind. Canst thou not minister to a mind diseased? Pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow? Raise out the written troubles of the brain, and with some sweet oblivious antidote, cleanse the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff which weighs upon the heart? Macbeth. When a man tells me he never worries, I am inclined to think that he is either deceiving himself or trying to deceive me. The great roots of worry are conscience, fear, and regret. Undoubtedly we ought to be conscientious, and we ought to fear and regret evil. But if it is to be better than an impediment and a harm, our worry must be largely unconscious and intuitive. The moment we become conscious of worry, we are undone. Fortunately, or unfortunately, we cannot leave conscience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?